Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Danielle.
I'm Shannon.
And we are Push Push, the girlfriend's guide to Formula One racing.
Listen and subscribe to the podcast across all major streaming platforms, including full shows on YouTube.
Welcome back to Push Push. I'm Danielle Davis.
I'm Shannon Kessler.
And we're your girlfriend's guide to Formula One racing. And we're back after summer break.
Yeah, summer break was great. Felt like it was all of the 3 weeks that we had for summer break. So, you know, we thought here we had big ambitions. We're like, we'll come back after summer break. Don't you worry.
Liars. We're liars.
Fat liars.
We're liars. Anyways, but we're back now. We never miss a race weekend.
Never
miss a race weekend. And, you know, Shannon's nemesis was the big winner this weekend.
You know,
I wore a shirt in his honor. Look, I drug this out of the back of my closet. I have some Lando Norris merch, so I broke it out.
It looks great on you. You know, well, honestly, he deserved it. He drove the best I've ever seen him drive. I mean, that McLaren is a legit rocket ship. I don't know what they did to that thing, but
so the
improvements keep improving. You know, because sometimes they get the upgrades up like Mercedes, you know, they got all the new things and it made the car. You're like, what happened to the car? Give me the old one back. It was much better. But McLaren keeps dropping these updates and they're like, oh, yeah, we got it right. Yeah, you got it right again. And now it's like 20 seconds faster than all the other cars. And it's like, geez, oh, beats.
But there's one thing that McLaren can't do, and that's start the race. I wish, as I watched it, I wish I had bet again that the McLaren would not be leading after the first lap. I knew it would win, but I knew that first lap, it's just, what's the problem with that first lap? But anyways, it doesn't matter because Lando's the big winner. They did it.
Lando.
McLaren on top. The championship race, like the constructors, the drivers, it's all alive with the Sound of Music.
Yeah. I mean, if you don't look away because anything could change at any moment and you don't know what's going to happen. Although you can probably still safely bet that the McLaren is going to keep running away and getting on podiums from now until, you know, the end of this season.
But what a difference a year makes.
Yes.
Because last year, the McLaren, we were saying it's looking better, but by no means were we considering it for a championship run. And this year, everything's changed.
Everything changed. You remember on this season's Drive to Survive in Zach takes Lando. They're in Vegas and they're on behind the tree. And it's almost like, please don't break up with me. Please don't.
Yeah.
That's what it was giving.
It was like, no, stay with us. Please, please. Please.
Exactly. And you're like, I don't know. Lando looks like he's about ready to jump ship. Both are so glad.
Yes.
He stayed the course. Because you know, Zach was in the hot seat all last season. Like,
oh, for sure.
Ready to lose his job. He was, you know, people were just throwing him under the bus and he's like, I got a plan. And you're like, the plan's not planning. But now.
Yeah. Readjust the plan. But they stayed the course. And look at him now.
It's fantastic.
Who would have thought? I mean, I think that Lando believed, which is of course why he stayed. And it's paying off in dividends.
I'm not sure Lando believed. I think he believed in his lawyers who said you can't get out of this contract. So stay. Like, I think that's what he believed. But I don't really know that he believed in the car last season.
I don't think he believed in the car last season. I think he believed maybe in the long term. I think that's what was a big push of getting Zach out of the you know, proverbial driver's seat of the team principal and putting in not a real justice for Zach, but a more appropriate team principal. And I think that maybe once they made some tweaks to their internal team strategy that maybe,
yeah,
I think they put their money where their mouth was, you know, like, I think that they said, hey, we're going to do this. We're going to make it nice for you. And they did.
And they did.
And look at them.
Yeah, it was great. I mean, honestly, no notes on McLaren. I mean, we have notes for Lando in his inability to start a race.
Yeah, it's no good.
But, you know, I think, was this the sixth time he's had pole position and couldn't convert?
Mm-hmm. There's no sure bet. But he, you know, it doesn't matter where you start. It matters where you finish.
Exactly.
And he did it. He beat Mad Max. You know, it's obviously worth saying. Sweet, sweet, sweet. Charles Leclerc, podium, third, driving his butt off. A king. A king.
Yeah.
Doing the most with the least.
Exactly. I was just going to say it was insane to watch him defend. Like, he's defending Oscar
for so long.
He's defending Checo, you know, in the Red Bull. He's got George and Lewis breathing down his neck. And he's like, listen, I'm in a weird Ferrari right now. Okay. I'm doing the best I can with the four red wheels that I have right now. Simmer down. And he did it. I mean, it was impressive. I'm not going to lie. You know, I mean, I love Charles. You know this. You know.
But you have had doubts about his driving abilities.
I definitely saw this race. I was like, okay, Charles doing the things. But you know, I will always give credit where credit is due. You know, I'm fair when it comes to that. So I'm here to say, Charles, you did great, kiddo.
He earned that third place. Yes. And I think he was pleasantly surprised as well. I mean, they had a terrible, qualifying. They had a, you know, starting in this weird space again, they've had a bad run. Not bad, just like not where they thought they would be.
Yes.
He had no expectation of finishing on podium.
No.
And I think he was very proud of it. I don't feel like he normally posts pictures of the trophies or anything like that. And I think today he was quite, and he did a whole gallery. Granted, it was sponsored. He probably should start using the FTC sponsored things because I think the drivers play a little fast and loose with their sponsored content. Yes. But it was clearly a sponsored private jet post.
Yes.
But, you know, the content is content. And he put that trophy in the seat, buckled her up. He was showing all kinds of content with the trophy on the plane.
He even said post-race that he's like, I'm usually mad about third place. And he's like, I'm not mad today. I'm not mad at all. I'm like, don't be, Charles, don't be mad. Like, we've been trying to get this mojo back since Monaco. Like,
yeah. I mean, a couple podiums, but.
Great.
Yeah. He held off Oscar. I was very proud because the commentators essentially, as soon as he was in third place and as soon as Oscar put new tires on, everyone on the broadcast said, well, it's only a matter of time. And they're like, it's 16 laps. It's 10 laps until he catches him. It's 3 laps until he catches him. He's going to catch him. And Charles said, not today.
Not today. Yeah.
Not today.
They had excellent strategy. Like, their strategy was tip top. I mean, again, that surprised us all. We were all
fast pit stops too.
It was like, oh look, you guys are back. Are you back? Okay, maybe this was just the warm up.
I think it's a warm up.
Mm-hmm. We're gonna,
and I have some news and notes on that too, because, you know, I think people took note.
I think so too. I think the summer break was good for everyone.
And it was our first race back. Now that we know Carlos is going to Williams, mm-hmm. He did all right. Well, the race, all in all, though, was kind of boring.
It was. Although I will say, the midfield
was exciting.
And then I had a new phrase that I was like, these midfield motherfuckers out here making this race fantastic. I mean, the combat, the wheel to wheel, Hulkenberg keeping like all 10 other drivers behind him. I'm like, wow, you really are causing a big train back here behind you. But he's like,
yeah. Yeah. And when there was about 6 cars all in the straightaway, someone's coming out of, I don't even remember who it was, coming out of the pit, joining this pack of like 5 other cars. And they're all, it was like the start of the race again.
It was. I think it might've been Alex Albon who was like, this is dangerous.
I'm like, calm down, Alex. This is called car racing.
Right. This is what we've all
this
been
is motorsport. Yeah, this is what we want. I know that you're a new driver, not like new, but like you're of the new era, and you're used to everyone being, you know, spread out, but we want this. This is what we were waiting for. This is what we came for.
Thank you. Yeah.
He had some tough times too. The Williams had a tough weekend.
Williams. I mean, this we threw our support into
we
this
did.
At the beginning of the season. We're like, this is it. This is the time. Are we the problem? Did we do this to Williams? Like, you know, when Logan's car caught on fire.
That crash was scary.
Very scary. Okay. When you watch it from like the view that we saw, we're like, oh my God, that is terrible. I mean, catches on fire. It's insane. Like the tires just disintegrate. I mean, this car just fell.
When it smashed into the wall, the view of that was so scary.
It's insane. But then when you watch it from his onboard.
Yeah, I agree.
I'm like, oh, wait, what? So interesting how perspective really does shape your reality.
Also interesting, or not interesting, but a testament to how safe the cockpit of the car is, because you saw the impact from multiple angles, and that car hitting the wall was violent. And I think that's why everyone on the radio was asking, are you okay? And then you go to his feed and or his camera and you in the car and you're like, oh, it didn't seem so bad. Now, granted, like it was still, you know,
yes, absolutely.
Very, I'm sure his back hurts, but is crazy how safe they have made those cockpits of the car so that the impact did not feel like it was so, monumental.
It is insane. Like the car takes the impact. I mean, it's like tear away pieces so that alleviates, you know, any of that stress on the driver, and you're like, wow, these things have come a long way. Like,
but it alleviated the stress on the driver, but it added the stress to James Vowles and the budget, because this man is skating on thin ice.
Well, I don't
and know, I have some notes on that too.
Is James skating on thin ice, or is it just
no
drivers?
Logan.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Sayonara. I think we've seen the last race of Logan Sargeant.
Should I just jump into that?
Well, yeah, I mean, we know how this race ended, and I think we've already hit all the highlights of it. I mean, it wasn't like we have that much to talk about.
I mean, yeah, and like, what rip Mercedes, what happened with the car? It was 10 out of 10, and now we're back to like 7 out of 10. Okay,
I will say, you know, I'm not giving him my driver of the day, but Lewis had a great drive.
He did have a great drive, yeah. Came from the bottom.
13th to, what did you finish?
8th?
Yeah, something like that.
7th or 8th. I know George and Lewis both finished 7th and 8th. I don't remember which one's 7th and which one's 8th.
I believe George finished ahead of
Hamilton.
Okay,
so let's talk about Logan.
Yes, let's talk about Logan.
Logan Sargeant's last F1 race today, ? Williams, quote, evaluating Mick Schumacher swap. Have you heard this?
I have, and then I also have something to add to that.
Okay. Mick Schumacher could be handed a lifeline to return to F1 due to the misfortune of Logan Sargeant. The Williams driver crashed heavily in practice for the Dutch Grand Prix on Saturday, and his car scarily caught fire. His front right tire touched the grass and he spanned, I think this one's to be spun, but it says span into the barriers, wrecking his car. Blah, blah, blah. All right, my understanding is Williams are evaluating whether they should sub Sargeant out of the car before the end of the season, Sky Sports' Craig Slater reported. Perhaps as an almost kindness to him, his form is bedraggled. He will start the Grand Prix today. Williams have repaired the car. It may happen. It may not. Their options are limited. Could Kimi Antonelli be allowed into that seat to give him F1 practice before his year at Mercedes? I understand there's zero interest from Mercedes in putting Antonelli into the Williams. It is also tricky for Williams to put Liam Lawson in there, who is part of the Red Bull program. So Mick Schumacher, given his contractual availability, is perhaps the likeliest driver if Williams to decide to switch out Sargeant. Now that's all of that was one giant quote from Sky Sports, Craig Slater, but that's the word on the street.
Okay. Here's my heart and here's my head. Okay. My heart would love for Mick Schumacher to take this seat. I think that would be fantastic, but replacing Sargeant with Schumacher feels like you are replacing the same person.
It's
not enough of an aggressive driver in Mick Schumacher.
Didn't we already do that?
Already done it. But we also saw him in a Haas 2 seasons ago, and that car felt more like a go-kart than any type of F1 car. So like it's apples and oranges at this point, but it's still, you know, small fruit.
Yeah.
The play is Liam Lawson. I don't think we'd be having these conversations of like you're Red Bull loaning a reserve driver to a Mercedes team. Doesn't just happen because, you know, you don't want to replace Mick Schumacher. They're desperate. Like, it sometimes call for desperate measures. And you, like, we know Liam can hop into a car to
ready.
Like, ready to go. So my bet is going to be on Liam Lawson. I think he's a stronger driver. I think he's ready. And I think that, you know, if James wants to keep his job and James wants to keep investors happy at Williams, they pick Lawson.
Yeah. Well, that, I mean, that's hit on here and here too. Toto got asked about it and he said, I don't know what Williams will do after today's debacle. And then it says Schumacher and Red Bull reserve Liam Lawson are options if Williams decide to make a change before next week's race at Monza. The Telegraph reported. So these are actual, like, it's being reported.
Yeah.
But if they're going to make a change, I mean, it may have already happened by the time this episode comes out because it's Monday morning. So, I mean, I would say that if they're going to switch the driver, I mean, the race is, you know, they're on the move there right now.
Yeah.
We're heading to Monza. They got to make the call pretty quickly.
Agreed. So, I mean, I do think we'll have some breaking news this week. We'll get answers this week.
I mean, I think we got it. We'll probably have them by end of Tuesday. It has to be, right?
I think we can confirm. Well, I can't say we can confirm. I think
no. But I think just
when Logan's not it. We don't know who's going to replace him, but I don't think Logan's going to be taken.
You don't think he drives in Monza?
No. No.
I mean, I tend to agree, but I don't know. Like every time I think someone's going to make a bold change, they kind of stick with the status quo. I've been a little disappointed with, I feel like there hasn't been as much bold movement like that this season.
Agreed.
Like we thought that was going to happen with Checo Perez. I mean, we talked about it ad nauseum and they said, nah,
yeah,
we'll keep him.
Yeah.
He didn't Speaking of, he did not do so great either. I mean, he didn't do badly, but he didn't do great.
There was a quote from him saying, I really want my pace back. I'd like to know where it went. And I was like,
they took it out of the car.
That sounds like shots fired to everybody at the Red Bull organization, but I want my pace back.
I thought when they decided to keep him, they would give it back.
It makes sense. You know, one would think like we,
especially with the championship. I mean, the
constructors, they're only 30 point difference. Between
no, it's big.
Yeah. Like you need Checo at this point.
Because Oscar and Lando are racking up points.
Yes. And so is Mr. Leclerc. Like those Ferraris just keep sneaking on in there. And I'm like,
yeah.
Okay, guys.
Yeah. I mean, obviously the main challenge is McLaren. But if, I mean, Max can do it all on his own. But I think he'd like a little bit of help.
Maybe.
Red Bull. Are you coming up with a.
I am. I'm coming up with a conspiracy right now, Danielle. See it. What if Red Bull is taking the pace away from Checo? They lose the constructors and they blame it on Checo for not finishing and not doing a good enough job. And that is when they are like, you were supposed to do your job and help us win the constructors. You're out. We didn't win. You got
to
go.
You think that's a lot of money to sacrifice sabotage?
You don't think that they're in the sabotage business?
All I can hear in my head is the BC boys like, isn't all of y'all, this is sad. I mean, all I can hear is that guitar riff in my head right now. I feel like that's, I mean, it could it be possible? Yes, but I feel like that's a long play.
Is it though? Think about the money that comes with Checo, comes with the multi-billion dollar guy from, what was his name?
I know who you're talking about. The billionaire.
This guy. He owns everything, right? Yeah. So if the only way that I think they get him out of this contract is to be like, he had one job, he didn't do his job, now he has to go. We didn't.
Carlos Slim.
Yes, thank you, Slim. He had his one job and didn't do his job, so now we have reason to let him go.
Yeah, but I don't think you keep the Mexican billionaire money even if you let him go. I don't think they're like, oh, okay, cool.
Yeah.
We're still going to sponsor everything. Unless you're going to replace this Mexican driver with another Mexican driver.
Did we talk about this on the last episode of, I don't remember if we had this conversation or not, but like that Disney Plus is putting out like a docuseries on Checo?
No, I didn't know that.
So that they are, and like there's a big rumors of like, this is why they have to kind of keep Checo in play is like,
Disney. Oh, because the show.
Yes. But who is Carlos Slim, who owns Telemundo and like all of these big you know, tech chains and revenue sources. Like, we backed this docuseries. He needs to be in a seat in order to release said docuseries. He keeps his seat.
And he's going to be so sad in this docuseries.
Right? Like, yikes, the drama.
Do you think that the docuseries, is Carlos Slim producing this docuseries? And will the docuseries be pointed against Red Bull? Like, is this Checo's chance to really, like, turn the camera around on Helmut Marko and and really call him out on their, you know, tomfoolery?
Right. Yeah. Great question. I can't wait to see how they spin.
When is this slated to come out? I'm very interested in this now.
And it's very interesting. Yes, I know.
Okay. Well, I like that angle of it. Yeah, that makes sense why they haven't gotten rid of him. I just, then maybe your play does have, you know, it makes sense then.
Listen, if there's, I don't know a lot about a lot, but I do know a lot about, I read a lot of, you know, spy fiction, and I feel like this could be espionage in the making.
You know me, I'll go grab my tinfoil hat right now. I am here for a great conspiracy, corporate conspiracy, you know, government conspiracy, whatever. I'm here for it. I just think that it's usually all money driven. And I guess this would have a money impact of it. It just feels like they have a lot to lose.
Yeah.
By just like throwing in the towel.
Okay. Just in a quick little Google search, it is only available in Latin America.
Oh, well, shit. So we got to get the VPN. We got to fire up the VPN and we got to figure out how to bounce the signal off of somewhere in Latin America so that we can watch it.
Does not have a US release date as of
when now. Is it available to watch now in Latin America? Oh, so it's already come out.
Checo Perez, Don't Give Up, premieres July 31st. Yeah.
Oh, so it just came out.
Street Circuits. Ooh, look at that.
I mean, why haven't we had seen more news about this in,
what are in they
mainstream F1 media?
Because Checo is too sweet and too much of a media darling. Like, we would all fall in love with him all over again. Right now, they're creating this, like...
You have seemingly forgot about when you were on his ass about dancing with someone who is not his wife.
For sure. Still haven't let that go. No.
Okay.
You know, that was not his wife on that boat.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure you hadn't forgot, because you had a real long arc with him being big mad.
Questions.
Okay. Well, should we get into some news and notes, or do you want to let's wrap up this race?
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Okay. So we get Lando on podium, on takes pole, and then Max in second. Sweet, sweet Charles Leclerc comes in third.
Sweet.
Lando was a big snore. You know, there was no drama. I will say, when Lando crossed the line,
that smoke.
Yeah. If I was those other drivers,
I can't see.
I can't see.
Can somebody turn on a fan?
Yeah.
Sorry, that's not what you were going to say, but I was like, wait, is Charles still going to win? I can't see.
I can't see anything.
Not win, but come in, like, you know, beat Oscar.
But did you catch the, when Lando crossed the line and he threw out a simply lovely?
No, but I love that. That is simply lovely.
Well, do you know what that was a nod to?
Oh, no.
Max Verstappen, because that's what he says when he wins. But Lando threw that out.
Oh, burn.
Race. Simply lovely. I'm like,
man, you know, he was thinking about that too.
Like, he had 20 seconds.
He had 22 seconds to think about it. Yeah, that's, I love it. Did you see him in before the race? There was like a cut of on the grid of him and Max talking with their bestie boo, Martin Garrix.
Yes.
Nobody said anything about it on Sky Sports, but I'm like, y'all aren't going to mention that they're just kicking it with Martin Garrix right there.
Also, the fact that Armin van Buuren was the one waiting.
So, yeah. I'm like, so much.
This is going to be on my bucket list. You know, it's going to be Singapore and then Dutch GP. Has it always been the Heineken Dutch GP? Because I don't remember it being like I mean, I know that it's branded all over the track as Heineken, Heineken, but like,
I believe they've been the title sponsor at least the last couple years.
Yeah, because I did look it up. It was like since like 2021, but I don't remember ever seeing it in the actual like Heineken Dutch GP.
Oh.
But that was, I mean, and again, it could very well have been, and I just didn't pay attention, but I was like, that's new to me. I don't remember ever seeing that before, but
anyway. Yeah. Oh, speaking of Max and the Heineken, because, you know, Max is there. Did you see, and I didn't include this in my news and notes, but did you see that Max said that he was asked, I guess this was his 200th race. I think they asked him, you know, you've done 200 races. Do you foresee yourself racing 200 more? Like, where do you see yourself in 200 more? And he was like, not racing.
Yeah.
And I was like, huh?
Yeah. I mean, he's made it very clear that he is not interested in being in this sport for a long time. So,
no, I know, but I just think it's really, I know he keeps saying that, and we should believe people when they when they tell you who they are. But that's just surprising to me. I feel like he's going to leave racing and then come back.
Maybe. I don't know. He just feels like pretty stubborn to me. Like once he makes a decision out of spite, like he's going to make a decision and then he's like, if I said no, I mean no. And then out of spite, he will not come back. You know what I mean?
Like, I'm here for Max's. I think that's going to happen. I think he's going to leave. I think he'll be gone for a while. I think like he'll maybe have kids or have a family or something like that. And maybe, I don't think he'll get soft, but I think that maybe he'll come back.
He's going to Tom Brady. He's going to be home with his kids for 2 weeks and be like, I can't stand this. I got to go back.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, probably. I mean, understandably. But I don't know. I feel like it's just surprising to me.
Yeah.
Cause it's just not what you normally hear from these, like the highest level athletes. I mean, think about like LeBron is 40 years old, 41 years old and still playing. Like, you know, they had to drag Tom Brady off the field.
Alonso turned 43 this weekend.
Yeah, exactly.
Driving the car. Like,
you know, Michael Jordan left, played baseball, came back, you know, it's just, yeah.
But he said he doesn't want to do, I mean, he's made that clear from the beginning that he's no interest in, like, quote unquote, being old, you know, playing the sport.
Being old, he's like being like 30.
But also they start when they're 17. Like,
yeah, that's true. I mean, even older, younger than that, he's been driving since he's probably 8 years old.
Yeah. Okay. Yes, he did say that he's been doing meditation and yoga. So he's been doing calm things. Like,
yeah. Maybe he's just going to get real into esports.
I mean, he crushes already.
I mean, he's already great at it. okay, so who's your driver of the day in pole position?
Driver of the day is going to Charles Leclerc, because I think he really did an amazing job.
He did.
Hats off. Excuse me. And I am also, I'm going to give my pole position to the Ferrari pit crew.
Me too. I was going to do the exact same too. Oh my gosh, jinx. We should have done one of those TikTok games where we like try and say the same thing. Yeah, I'm fully aligned.
Perfect. Look at that.
Yeah, the pit crew really came through.
They were amazing. I was like,
that's and also, like, what was it, Mercedes that had the really slow, that killed theirs, that 3.5 pit on for George that like really killed their race.
Yes.
It's crazy how something like that can really make or break. And
yeah. It really is. I agree. I mean, that's, I did right before we pressed play on the pod, I was watching this, this thing on the Red Bull account where the Max and Checo had to guess, like, if your pit crew could change a tire in the dark, how many seconds do you think it would be? And Max is like 6.9. Checo was like 33 seconds. So then they made the
pit them do it
in the dark. It was like 7.2 or something like that. Like, completely dark, and these guys are changing all four tires.
It's incredible. I was about to say, I believe it, because it's all muscle memory too.
Yes. I mean,
you know exactly where your hand is going with the gun. Like,
yes,
you know what you're grabbing. Like, it's going to take you can't see, so it's going to take a little bit more, but that muscle memory has got to be really strong.
It was there, but it was wild. Like, I'll post that on our stories, because it's definitely, I was like, oh, this is so cool.
Yeah, that's incredible.
Yeah.
Okay, well, my driver of the day and pole position are the same. So, I was going to say the exact same thing. I mean, driver of the day for me was obviously Charles Leclerc. I was just so proud of him. He was so proud of himself. It's like when you ask your kids, are you proud of yourself? He was proud of himself. And that made me so happy. And he's just in a good place right now. Do you see those? I mean, he's been giving us every post on Instagram is a Friday post. He's eating ice cream. He's hanging out with his friends. He's on a yacht. He's doing everything we want and more.
And he's a great dog dad.
He is a great dog dad.
I love it.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Did I share the thing about him on our story about him talking about trying to teach his dog to pee on the pee pad?
No.
Oh, I watched it like 4 times and I made my husband watch it. And he was like, I don't care. Val posted it on our stories. It was just this adore. I want to be like, this is why I love Charles Leclerc. He just did this whole thing about talking about trying to teach Leo to pee on the pee pad. And he always picks him up. You know, he's like making a mess in his house. And he's like, no, I pick him up and put him on the pee pad. And then like, he just looks at me like an idiot. So now he said he still pees all around their house, but then he walks afterwards and to the pee pad and then looks at Charles Leclerc. Like, I came here, Dad.
I told you, I pee and then I go here. This is what
yeah, that's what we do. It was really cute. And it was just sweet Charles being sweet Charles.
That is precious.
All right, so should we talk news and notes, or do you have something else you want to get?
Sorry, I just wanted to give a quick update on fantasy. On this race, the cost cap crisis, you're in first. Ocon, a roll. That's actually pretty funny. You're tied with Box Becky Box for second place.
Box Becky Box, she slays.
She stays up in that top. Mm-hmm. Sunday Champagne, you're in fourth.
Oh. And
Stay Don't Joe. That's Eleanor's team, is in fifth.
Huh. I like when we see some new names in the leaderboard.
And just in case anyone's wondering, I'm currently in 92nd place. So I'm really doing great. I am not.
All right. Well, thank you for that recap. Let's go into our news and notes with your favorite in your heart and your mind. Not really. Oh. Fernando Alonso makes surprising Ferrari claim for upcoming F1 races, which I love when we can talk about Ferrari and Fernando, honestly, in the same sentence, just throw them together. And honestly, I miss Fernando being kind of up towards the top because he was just giving us drama. He was giving us pettiness. He was giving us fodder. He was giving us what we needed.
Honestly, give some of the best post-race interviews.
Yeah. And has like the biggest DGAF energy. So you ask him a question, he's going to tell you. He doesn't care.
Yeah.
And I miss that. Fernando Alonso has suggested Ferrari will have the car to beat at the next 2 F1 races in Italy and Singapore, respectively. The Maranello-based squad won 2 races in the opening 8 events and was often Red Bull's closest challenger in the first stage of the campaign. However, Ferrari has slipped behind in the pecking order of late as McLaren and Mercedes have made gains towards the front of the field. Next weekend sees Ferrari's home event from Monza take place, followed by street circuits in Baku and Singapore, the latter of which features similar characteristics to the Monaco track that Ferrari prevailed at earlier this season. As the Italian squad aims to get back to top form, Alonso believes Ferrari enters the upcoming rounds as favorites. Quote, I think the top 4 teams, maybe Mercedes, are a little bit up and down, but McLaren, Red Bull, and Ferrari, they are podium contenders every weekend, Alonso said. The next 2 races, for example, Ferrari should be the car to beat. What we saw last year in Monza and Singapore, Leclerc's win in Monaco this year. For Singapore, I think they will be the favorites. So that's what he said. He also said on his own performance, Alonso states 1 point was too much for Aston Martin pace. He said the Spaniard conceded the result overachieved the pace the car had throughout the Grand Prix. Quote, probably even 1 point is a little bit too much for the pace we had. But we did a good qualifying and started in P7, obviously, which gave us the possibility to score at this point. We need to get better. There are a couple races already that we were struggling to keep up with some of the midfield teams. We need to understand why and we need to get better.
Okay. It's time for us to box box. We'll be right back after this quick break.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Check engine light on. Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free and provides a report with solutions based on over 650 million vehicle scans verified by ASE certified master technicians. And if you need help, we can recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts. For more great Louisville sports content and podcasts, follow the State of Louisville on all social media platforms or visit stateoflouisville.com.
Did you see Rundle on the pit walk when he was talking to Stroll?
No.
He's like, so when's Adrian Newey coming over? And he's like, I didn't say. He's like, I'm just kidding.
Just kidding. Yeah, so, you know, Fernando says, watch out. Watch out for Leclerc. Watch out for Sainz.
If there's anything Fernando is, he's going to tell you the truth.
And you got to take his word for it. He knows what he's talking about.
Yeah, exactly.
We were just talking about new drivers and whether Logan, you know, we talked about that earlier, whether Logan would get replaced. But another new driver is going to make his F1 weekend debut at Monza. And that is Mercedes has confirmed that Kimi Antonelli will make his Formula One weekend debut on home soil at the upcoming Italian Grand Prix, with the youngster being handed a practice run. So Formula 2 racer Antonelli, who just turned 18, happy birthday to him, has been widely tipped to replace Lewis Hamilton as George Russell's teammate for the 2025 campaign, though Mercedes are yet to formally announce their plans. But he will get to, he's currently competing in F2, and he will get to drive this weekend on Friday in FP1 in Monza in front of the Tifosi. Yes. He's Italian, so...
I think the rumors were that they're going to announce him this
week
in like his big, like whatever. I mean, Toto kind of let the cat out of the bag a little early, but the official announcement will happen.
Well, you can also tell that Toto loves him because he said, okay, weather can take blah, blah, blah. He continued, quote, it's going to be really emotional. It's going to be a really emotional moment. We followed him since he was 11 and a baby go-kart driver. To see him drive out on Friday in FP1 in Monza, I think that will be something that everybody in Italy can be very proud of. Stopping short of confirming a promotion for 2025, Wolf signed off. Then we'll take it from there.
Yeah.
So maybe he drives on Friday and they announce it on Saturday.
Yeah. I mean, I think that the bigger the crowd, they'll do it.
What a birthday week.
About some sponsor, and it was like, yeah, it's going to be really good for George and Kimmy in the future. And somebody was like,
huh? Excuse me?
But then it was never heard of again.
Probably Tommy Hilfiger.
Well, speaking of, did you see that little...
Lewis in the red?
Yes. And did you see George being like...
Yeah, what is that?
He's like, it's Tommy.
It's Tommy. It's Tommy. Tommy makes red clothes too. So I mean, can you imagine you turned 18, you get to go Italian, like straight in front of the Tifosi, Italian, like Monza, it's all happening.
I mean, these kids are doing a lot at 18.
No wonder Max wants to quit.
I mean, you're burnt out and the stress level.
So stressed.
You have a big car. It's a bajillion dollars on your shoulders. And you really, I mean,
should you one bad false move. Just ask Logan Sargeant and you're
right. You're in flames.
He's a cutie patootie though. And
yes.
I mean, he's adorable. He's 18 years old, such a little bebe. But I can see him in the Mercedes
family. I do too. I think
yeah.
It's going to be a great fit.
And he seems like a little, like a good little brother figure for George.
And he needs that. George is not good with playing the second fiddle.
No.
It's all eyes on him at all times. Do you have there's another driver update. Do you have that news?
No, if you'd like to go ahead, you can take that one.
Okay. Well, we have signed Alpine.
Oh, yes. That was kind of,
Well, it happened over the break. We haven't talked
about
it. Yeah. But
Alpine has figured it out.
Is that how it's Jack Doohan?
Yeah. Okay. Doohan, I think it is.
Yeah. See, again, I don't.
It's yeah. Two O's, right? Doohan.
Doohan.
It's Doohan.
We're glad to have you at Alpine.
Shannon has an unrivaled run of
mispronouncing
things. She does. It happens quite frequently.
Real life too.
Today we were talking about we're going to the US Open announcement. We are going to the US Open this weekend, and Shannon was talking about using her AMX card to get into the summit lounges. And I said, do you mean an Amex?
I'm like, is it the same? She's like, it's not.
It's not, but that's fine. We loved it. I knew what she meant. Yeah, Alpine, they figured out, they got their guy. An Australian, correct? I believe he's Australian. Because I saw some things that was like, they finally got their Australian driver.
Oh, have they been looking for one?
No, oh. Remember with Oscar? Yeah, he's Australian.
Okay.
He's kind of like Daniel Ricciardo and Oscar had a baby also. Just the like, I don't know anything about him really, but just like the general vibes I get from him are kind of like a combo.
Okay. Well, that's an interesting combo because they couldn't be more different.
No, but just looking at him, like the pics give a little bit of Oscar, a little bit of little bit of Danny Ray. Also, just if you the headlines around his promotion are giggly. Jack Doohan's details, quote, strange F1 shootout test against Mick Schumacher for Alpine seat. Doohan learned of F1 promotion after, quote, mediocre dinner in Spa.
A mediocre dinner.
That's funny. Yeah, they got their guy.
That's
happy weird. For them. Do we think Alpine's going to get it together for next year? No, but I'm happy for them. Do you think they're going to get it together?
Pierre seems excited. And when Pierre is excited, we all win. So,
but Pierre is one of those people that just seems like he's floating through life no matter.
No, very true.
You just talked about people having the weight of the world on their shoulders. When I look at Pierre Gasly's Instagram, it looks like that man does not have a problem in the world. And I know that that's fake and that's social media.
Yeah.
But him and Kika just jumping around the globe, looking beautiful with their cute dog now.
I know.
Just traveling.
Sipping champagne. And
being in love. They just look like they've got it all.
They do. They really do.
Okay. Well, here's hoping that your boys at Mercedes get it together, because Hamilton rules impact of poor qualifying in Zandvoort as Russell mystified by Mercedes' lack of pace. Basically, I included this because they're real confused about what the hell happened from the last race where we were, you know, winning the race to the drop-off. So asked afterwards if he was pleased when he had managed to recover. This is Hamilton. The Mercedes driver responded, yeah, I mean, it felt like I did a lot, but I didn't really get that far, you know. And truly, I could use that phrase in life a lot of the times. It feels like I did a lot and I didn't really get that far. Yeah.
It's like when you run down, like, what'd you do today? And you're like, I was so busy. And it sounded like two things. And you're like, but it sounds busier. I was busy.
I was busy. I didn't accomplish much, but I did it. He said, I felt I did more than my results showed. But yeah, unfortunately, qualifying really, really made it difficult. I think if I qualified where I should have qualified, I'd have been in the top five. More about the car really didn't feel as strong as the last race. We need to look into that, whether our upgrade is delivering or not. We'll have to wait and see. And so that's why I included this, because they were, you know, George says, I'm just surprised by the lack of pace. Really don't know where that disappeared to. Friday was good. Saturday was reasonable and looked on course for sort of a comfortable fourth or third prior to the race. And suddenly we just went backwards and I don't really know what happened. So this Mercedes Ferrari battle continues on into the next, you know, stint of races. So that was, you know, it was surprising to see Mercedes, who looked so powerful and dominant and so like they'd gotten it together the last, you know, the three races before summer break, to have it kind of, what happened?
Yeah, I don't know. These upgrades ain't it.
And most importantly, let's all say that we were hopeful for Haas and they figured out their deal and they paid off the Russian oligarchs.
Were you super stressed when you read that? Like,
yeah, like they're going to take the car.
Yes.
They weren't going to let him leave.
Gene can't travel outside the United States. So like he can't even be there to be like, oh, let me fight this battle. And he's like, I'll trust your checkbook, buddy. Like, I don't know what that's going to be. Also, where did they get the money? Where did Haas get the money to pay?
I'm sure they had to, like, Gene had to move some money from the NASCAR account to the F1 account. He said, hold on, we're going to have to make, you know, make some moves.
That was a little bit, I mean, I got real nervous. And then I did read someplace that the new Alpine guy, like the owner of the Alpine F1 group, is really good friends with Mazepin's dad.
Oh.
Dad. So it's, and the clickbait was like, are we going to get Nikita back in F1? I was
no.
Like, oh, please tell me no. Like, it was not it when he was here.
Well, did you see also, okay, so this, I included this in here because I saw everything, but I didn't get into the details of it until really reading into it. But Haas detailed the payment was made on Friday, and Uralkali has now confirmed the money has been received as well as a 2021 Haas car. So not only did they have to pay them, they gave them a car. Did you know that?
No, but that would make sense because that was the year.
It was his car.
His car. And yeah. I can see that being like, I want.
No, we won his car.
Asset. Yeah.
Yeah. Which I had just seen that they owed him like $12.5 million or whatever, and they needed to pay that back. But I was interested when I saw this, that they made, like, Haas made the payment and gave him the car, which was kind of, you know.
I saw that they did the payment plus interest, but I didn't read about the car.
Yeah, the car was, I didn't know about the car either. $12 million repayment, but then they, you know, had to also, the money has been received as well as a 2021 Haas car.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's wild.
As a result, Haas's trucks carrying all of its racing apparatus are now free to leave the country and travel to Monza for the Italian Grand Prix this weekend.
So did they travel with the 2020?
I don't know. But it says in here that Uralkali confirms we've received in full the payment owed by Haas, including interest and fees, following the ruling of the Swiss Court of Arbitration. We have also collected the race car owed to us with the sponsorship agreement. So I guess in their sponsorship agreement, maybe they got it afterwards to like display or like use, you know.
I wouldn't use the
car. Yeah. So they got a car too. That's why I included that, because I said, what? They giving them a car? But I guess apparently, you know, that's part of the agreement. I'm sure they put it in their office or some sort of, you know, it's in.
Hanging above the dinner table.
Yeah. Yeah. Or like at the Piquet's house where it's just hanging on the wall.
That's a pretty big flex. I mean, honestly, that'd be really cool.
No, that is a big flex. The way that Nelson Piquet just has it hanging on a wall in his house, like a piece of art.
It's the most expensive piece of art that he probably
has. Sure. So yeah, that's where we're at going into Monza.
Wow. Well, quick question for you. I mean, with the end of summer break, did you have a highlight of summer break that you're like, oh, I loved seeing? Insert.
Oh, well, Lewis at the Olympics was 10 out of 10.
So good.
Lewis and Snoop doing Olympics. Amazing.
Yes.
Charles Leclerc, content king.
Yes.
Did great work. But the man who is the king of holiday is always number one in my heart and mine is Valtteri Bottas.
Yes.
He did the most. He was north. He was south. He was east. He was west. He was everywhere. He was biking. He was, you know, bathing outside naked as he does. He was kicking it with Tiff. He's racing, relaxing, doing everything and documenting it all.
It's insane.
He was yours.
But honestly, I love Lewis at the Olympics was everything. I mean, him and Martha together, I was like, Martha Stewart? Oh my God. I didn't know I needed to see that, but I was happy about it. I loved seeing Crofty. I didn't know Crofty was a Swifty, but he went to the show in London.
Oh yeah. So much Swifty work.
So much Swifty. George Russell.
Yeah.
At the concert. I was like, okay, George.
And we know that Charles and Pierre have been to see.
They've been. So I loved seeing that. I mean, obviously love seeing everybody's, you know, yachts and.
Yeah.
Picture or, you know, beach vacations, but I will tell you my personal highlight. And this came from our friends over at the Red Flag podcast when they interviewed Nicole Piastri.
Oh yes.
That interview will live rent free in my mind. Hilarious. Just as funny as I thought she was going to be, so endearing. And the fact that she showed up on that podcast wearing Yuki merch is why I love her more and more.
She's a queen.
She is a queen. So that was my highlight of summer break.
Yeah, I mean, I just like all these pictures of Valtteri Bottas from, you know, just doing the most. Now I need to plan a trip to Montenegro because Valtteri went there, so maybe I should go there too, you know?
Where is that?
I don't really even know.
I'd have to look at a map because I kept looking and I'm like, I've never heard of it, but I honestly, yeah.
I'm pulling it up on a map. Hold on. It is, I got to zoom all the way out. It's near, it's kind of below Croatia. Okay. It's near Serbia and Bosnia and Herzegovina.
So the Adriatic Sea.
Yes.
Okay. Got it. Huh, lovely.
Beautiful. It looks incredible. Yes.
Incredible.
Yeah, I thought that everyone did a lot of nice summer work. I even thought Carlos, you know, he wasn't checking in a lot, but he gave us a nice little gallery of casual Carlos.
Did you see the recap of like Charles asking him what he did over summer break? And like, he was like, yeah, I was, you know, with my family in Mallorca. And then
of course,
then Carlos asked him, he's like, yeah, I was also in Mallorca. And I'm like, oh, the Mallorca of it all.
Mallorca of it all is beautiful. That's the documentary we need to see. Less racing. I mean, I don't, because I'm kind of out on Drive to Survive now, because now that we've watched the races like live, I don't need the recaps of them. I really just want them to take, I want it to be like Drive to Relax, like take us where they are going in between the races.
I could definitely be down for that. Wouldn't hate it.
Race and relax. That's the new
race and relax. Danielle.
That's my new show that I'm pitching to the Box to Box production team. Race to relax. And I want to see Tiff and Valtteri on a bike trip. I want to see Kika and Pierre in some fancy hotel elevator doing their cute selfie work. I want to see Lily Yuki at every restaurant. I want to see Lily playing golf with I want to see them having fun. I want them to race to relax. I want to get more of Checo Perez. What's he doing? Show me those cute kids. Let's see
it. All right. Well, you know what?
There you go. Leaving you with that idea. Race to relax. Because honestly, like, that's what I want. I want to, watching rich people do amazing things in beautiful settings is wildly relaxing too.
Yes, it is. From the comfort of my couch.
Yeah. Know? That's got like a weird stain on it from my kids.
Mine's got a big hole.
Yeah. And I just drift away. Speaking of drifting away, Shannon and I are going on a girls trip this weekend to the US Open. So we're checking out another sport. We're going to do some tennis work. So we will share that on our social, which we would love it if you followed us there. It's at F1PushPush on Instagram and TikTok. I think we should do some crossover content.
We have a race. If you guys want to meet up in New York on Sunday morning and watch a race, let us know.
Yeah.
You know,
where are the cool kids watching races in New York? I know that there's some spots. Let us know. We'll bop over. We're staying in Soho, correct? I have paid so little attention to what the details of this trip.
We're in that area, correct?
But yeah, so let us know where. Let's meet up. Let's watch the race. And now you can also watch all of our episodes thanks to our partners at the State of Louisville. We are part of the State of Louisville Network, so make sure you're following them on all social platforms and follow. You can watch all of our episodes now on YouTube /the State of Louisville.
Yes, we are on their network. I made that mistake of like, where are we? And I was like, oh, there we are.
We're on the AMX.
Yeah.
Network. No, we're State of Louisville. So make sure that you are following them, and they're helping us with all of our video content. So we're super excited to be part of their platform. And if you're in Louisville or a fan of Louisville athletics, you can check out any of their shows that cover football, basketball, all the things. Also, make sure you're following us. And if you haven't rated and reviewed the podcast, please do so. What are you waiting for? Why haven't you done it? Please, please, please. It would make us happier than Liam Lawson getting the seat this weekend. And until next week, push, push.
check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, oh.